Johnson Bodamosi, 2-4. Talk to me about the number.
Hey, you know, I just decided for a change. You know, I wore this number in high school, so I was ready to make that move. So,
talk about that change coming in with the mindset of what you build off last season, 18 special teams tackles, led the squad. Talk about your mindset as you came in this offseason.
I just plan to build on that. You know, we had great leadership last year, special teams-wise and on the whole team, and we lost a couple guys, so I'm trying to take what those guys taught me and move forward on from that. So,
what did you learn from Joshua Cribbs, Ray Bubba Ventrone, and Phil Dawson?
Just how to be professional, how to, you know, treat it as a job. It's a business, you know, coming in and taking notes and getting better every day. So things like that.
What did it mean to you when you look at that number 18 special teams tackles? You ranked third in the NFL and you led all rookies in the NFL.
I mean, that means nothing if I don't show up today and do it today. So that's in the past. And that, while that, you know, has some merit, I still have to come and show up today and improve it. So
do you find yourself taking on that leadership role with the absence of those three players?
I try to lead by example. You know, I be as vocal sometimes, but I try to just let my work show for itself. So,
you're coming in, you're learning a new defense. Let's talk about that. What's it been like learning from defensive coordinator Ray Horton?
He likes to get after the quarterback, and it's great. You know, I'm learning a new position, and so that it's a process. But I'm having a good time, having fun doing it, and getting better every day.
Let's talk about that process moving from corner to safety.
The two positions are different. I mean, they're both DBs. They're both backpedaling. It's not like playing running back or anything like that. But thought process-wise and, you know, responsibility-wise, the two positions are different. So it's just learning how to be a safety and not getting rid of some of my corner habits. So,
in particular, what are some of the challenges, if any at all, that you're facing?
A lot of the game is played pre-snap at safety, whereas the corner, you line up and you kind of read and react. So that's been the biggest difference for me in adjusting to that. So.
Now, do you find yourself still being that man on the island when you were a cornerback?
I mean, as a DB, and many times you're going to be on the island. So that's just the nature of the game, whether it's corner or safeties.
And with your skill set, how do you see yourself enhancing this defense?
You know, I can break on the ball well. I can cover a lot of ground. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I'm just playing position now.
And with these OTAs, how do you feel yourself coming along within the defense, learning your assignments, and just overall grasping this defense?
It takes time, and I definitely, you know, I'm trying to learn as much as I can and learn from the older safeties, even learn from the safeties that aren't as old as TJ. So it takes time. I'm just taking it day by day and trying to get better every day.
And with taking it day by day, do you feel that where you are physically and mentally, you're in a good place as you guys head into this last mini camp of the season?
That's what right now I feel like. You know what? Actually, no. I feel like I want to be further along than I am, but that's just the way I am. I want to keep progressing. So.
And with that being said, what are some of the goals that you set yourself before you guys head into training camp?
Well, before we head into training camp, I just want to make sure I know the entire defense and be comfortable enough to just play. So, yeah.
Well, Johnson, thank you for your time and good luck to you moving forward, guys.